Welcome to thegodshow.us daily. All right, we have the question right here, soaked in sweat, under the locker room lights, and I am shoving the microphone into its face. Come on, give me a statement. Is this winning or isn't it? The question won't answer. It just keeps asking itself back. So 15 wisdom traditions are going to step in and do it for you. One question, every angle, no alibi. This is the God Show. .us. We are moments away from the falling down.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find the question of the day, ask your own, and discover your belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question. If I could guarantee the promotion by taking credit for my team's work, would that be winning or just practice for the next compromise? Scale that out. One day, you get the title. One decade, you've repeated the motion enough times that it stopped feeling like a choice. One life, you look back and locate the author of that pattern. Same question at all three sizes. If I take credit for my team's work, would that be winning or practice for the next compromise? Stoicism doesn't waste a syllable. It says, you already know the answer. That's why you asked it as a question instead of just doing it. And then it goes further. It says the promotion is outside the citadel wall. Your word, the one you give when nobody's checking, saha, lives inside. The moment you trade the interior for the exterior, you've discovered something efficient and terrible, that you will sell anything. Which means the next negotiation, the one where the stakes are higher, goes exactly the same way, no pause required.
Cynicism comes in even harder. It says the thief doesn't pause to debate theft, but the person becoming a thief needs the pause to feel clean afterward. That philosophical framing you just gave the question, that's the cleaning. You're checking the fit of the collar and calling the measurement strategy.
Sufism goes somewhere completely different. It's not interested in the citadel metaphor. It says, every title sees this way is a door you nail shut with your own hand. Each one leaves you standing in a smaller room, calling the smallness ambition. The beloved, and Sufism means this with full sincerity, enters only through the crack where you admitted you couldn't have done it alone. That admission isn't weakness. It's the only music the beloved recognizes as yours, a direct indictment of every performance review in corporate history, dressed up as a love poem. That's Sufism's move. And it lands differently than the Stoic one because it's not asking about your integrity. It's asking about your loneliness.
Epicureanism wants to be honest about the appeal before it gets to the problem. It says the relief of finally being seen, that's real. Don't pretend otherwise. But watch what the meal costs. Every morning after, there's a small tightening in your chest when your team laughs together at something you now stand slightly outside of. You didn't win the table. You paid for a seat and lost your chair.
The pop culture oracle went somewhere I didn't expect. It brought up Elsa from Frozen. And before you reach for the dial, stay with it for a second. The scene it's pointing to, Elsa builds the ice palace on the mountain, finally alone, finally free, sings the whole liberation anthem. Except the palace is made of isolation. Anna keeps knocking, and the door staying shut is exactly the compromise. The cold is the cost. The oracle's line is, you want the let it go moment, but you're forgetting what Elsa was actually building. Then it stacks the Hunger Games on top. The capital applauds the victor. The district remembers who didn't come home. Your team is the group text that's gone quiet. They know.
Buddhism and existentialism land in different places, and the gap matters. Buddhism watches the liar in the story keep touching his own chest, checking whether something is still there. The wanting and the hiding are one hand reaching for itself. Existentialism skips the poetry entirely and says, there is no future compromise waiting down the road like a test you might fail. There is only the self you are scripting right now with this specific team, and that author has no alibi. Buddhism says you'll feel it. Existentialism says you're already doing it.
Nobody in the tradition stack called this a close call. The disagreement was about why. Islam says you'll face the scales. Stoicism says you'll face the next negotiation. Absurdism says you'll run the tape yourself. Tomorrow deserves a question from someone who just made the opposite choice and still isn't sure it was right.
The question has been escorted from the arena. It gave no statement. It didn't need to. 15 traditions. Just did 4 minutes of work and signed every bit of it. TheGodShow.us is free. It is daily. It is multilingual. And it runs entirely on the people who support it. Find it, share it, and ask your own question at TheGodShow.us. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The group text is still quiet. The header still has one name in it. The palace is still cold. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.